book reviewer Alan Chews would like to draw your attention to a novel that's been around for a while. It may well be on your bookshelf. It's William Golding's Lord of the Flies, 50 years old this year. It's the story of a group of British schoolboys stranded on a tropical island after a plane crash. The boys quickly revert to barbarism, despite attempts by a few to maintain a grip on civilization. Alan Chews says that 50 years and one rereading later, the novel still holds up.
The obscene thing, William Golding calls it, the Lord of the Flies. A bloody insect-covered boar's head impaled on a sharpened stick by one of the more brutish boys on the island, with its white teeth and dim eyes, and the blood expressing the ancient, inescapable recognition that without the safeguards we desperately need to protect ourselves, humankind can go nowhere but down. The political pessimism that spawned this dark novel has its roots in the 20th century's two awful world wars. The literary motif of the marooned man on a tropical island goes back, of course, to Robinson Crusoe. But whatever his sources, Golding certainly makes this classic fable his own. The unnamed island, as many readers may recall, passes at first for an Edenic or at least a classically pastoral playland. "We want to have fun," says Ralph, the group's initial leader, "and we want to be rescued." As you also may recollect, they soon need to be rescued from themselves. These former choir boys gone native paint their faces and challenge Ralph's authority, steal the eyeglasses belonging to the boy nicknamed Piggy, and generally make mayhem across the island. Their child's play takes a murderous turn when one of the older boys becomes an inadvertent sacrifice to that old boar-headed deity on a stick. A great abundance of symbolic material here, encapsulated in a classically lean and fast-moving story. And after 50 years, Golding's explicit motifs of the end of innocence and the darkness of the human heart still have life, even as some of the boys go down to a nasty, brutal island death.
The book is Lord of the Flies by William Golding. Our reviewer Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.